Off the coast of Spain, the wind and weather continue to blow giant oil slicks onto the Galician shore. The oil is from the tanker Prestige, which sank Wednesday, 130 miles out to sea. Before it went down, the tanker shed as many as 3 million gallons of heavy fuel oil into the Atlantic. Already, the economic losses count in the tens of millions of dollars. The environmental effects will last 4 years, but that's just along the coast. The tanker sank with about 17 million gallons of oil still on board, and right now no one knows exactly what to do about that oil. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
The scene along the Spanish coast is all too familiar. Workers in yellow overalls scraping black crud off the beaches. Oil-soaked birds floating in a slick. Angry fishermen who've lost their livelihoods. These are the short-term effects, and they are costly. But there are long-term effects, too. They depend in part on the kind of oil that's spilled. In this case, it's fuel oil, thick, viscous stuff that barely floats. Biologist Judy McDowell spent years studying a fuel oil spill not far from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute in Massachusetts, where she works. She says hydrocarbons like this last a long time in the environment.
Some of the effects, certainly on populations of crabs, lasted nearly a decade. Shellfish, in terms of increased body burdens of hydrocarbons within their tissues, that I think was about 3 to 4 years.
Fuel oil is not as immediately toxic as the kind of crude oil that spilled in Alaska from the Exxon Valdez in 1989, but it's persistent stuff and can affect plants and animals even after you can no longer see it. This is particularly worrisome for Spain. Fishing is a big industry. Christopher Hales is a biologist with the World Wildlife Fund International.
We're looking there at an environment which is already stressed by overconsumption of fish. Add on to a stressed ecosystem a sudden influx of toxic chemicals, and you're beginning to see a compounding of human impacts.
As bad as the spill is now, the hidden menace is the oil that's still aboard the Prestige, 2 miles down. Two companies, a Dutch salvager called Smit and a Norwegian builder of undersea pumps called Frank Moore, are considering a rescue operation. Eric Glopin is an engineer with Frank Moore. He says a remote-controlled vehicle would go down and pump the oil to a recovery ship. It would find the compartments where the oil is and attach a metal plate with its own set of tools.
And then we drill a hole in the tank, and we suck up the liquid that's inside in the tank and discharge to surface through an umbilical or whatever we provide for it. And then when the tank is empty, we close the valve and we disconnect the machine. And we go to the surface again.
It sounds easy, but Glopin says no one has ever done this at such great depths. Visibility is poor, the water is almost freezing, so the oil will be a gooey mess. It could stick on its way up the return hose, and so far no one knows who would pay for it. Biologist Judy McDowell worries what might happen to the oil during such a tricky salvage operation.
Even if you agreed to undergo this great expense, you could create more of a problem if you weren't perfect in retrieving the cargo.
On the other hand, the tanker eventually will rust away and presumably release the oil. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.